You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls, and a big welcome to this morning's breakfast show. And it is Wednesday. Yes, it's our midweek. WTW, welcome to Wednesday, boys and girls. It is Wednesday. It is December the 28th. And what we're going to do today is basically we're going to continue where we left off yesterday. Remember, we're doing the number one UK hits for the different decades. Yesterday, we looked at the 1960s. Today we're going to be taking a look at the 1970s. In fact, we're going to carry on from where we left off. At the end of 1969, it was Rolf Harris. He was having a 6-week run with two little boys, and that took us right into the end of January, on the 31st of January in 1970. In the UK, this was number one. Yes, that was starting a 5-week run on the 31st of January back in 1970. It was Edison Lighthouse and Where My Rosemary Goes. One thing that's interesting, actually, in fact, comparing the 1970s charts with those of 1969 is how much longer the runs in the charts were. I think there was only about 3 number ones in 1970 that were there for just 1 week. Right, moving on from that one, an absolute classic that came out in 1970, the album at any rate, and this is the title song from the album. It's Simon and Garfunkel. It started a 3-week run, that was on the 28th of March in 1970. Of course, it's Bridge Over Troubled Waters.
And friends just can't. Sail on, silver girl. Sail on.
That was the title track off of the album Bridge Over Troubled Water, one of my top albums ever made. And that particular single, though, the Bridge Over Troubled Waters, it was released, well, talking about January of 1970, it was indeed. It was the second single off of their studio album, Bridge Over Troubled Water. In fact, it was their fifth album. Composed by Paul Simon, produced by Simon and Garfunkel, together with Roy Haley. And Bridge Over Troubled features there the lead vocals by Art Garfunkel and the piano accompaniment apparently influenced by gospel music with a wall of sound style production. The last song, in actual fact, to be recorded for the album, but the first one that was completed. And doing the instrumentation on there, that was, of course, The Wrecking Crew, which, gosh, they've run so many records. Moving on from that one, we're going to move forward right now to the 2nd of May. Got to number one on the 2nd of May in 1970. A great name, Norman Greenbaum, and he had a big hit with Spirit in the Sky.
When I die
Norman Greenbaum and Spirit in the Sky. 2nd of May, 1970, they got to the number one spot, stayed there for 2 weeks. One song, I mentioned there were three in that year that only stayed on the top spot for 1 week. And my next one is one of them. Comes from Christy. They got to number one on the 6th of June in 1970. Yellow River. There you go, yes, Christy and the Yellow River. Well, I tell you what, knocking Christy off the top of the charts on the 13th of June in 1970. It was the largest selling single of 1970 in the summertime. And it was a debut single, not bad for a debut single, I tell you, by the rock band Mungo Jerry. It reached number one in the charts around the world, including 7 weeks on the UK singles chart, 2 weeks on one of the Canadian charts, number three on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart in the US, and it became one of the best-selling singles of all time, eventually selling 30 million copies, written and composed by the band's lead singer, a guy called Ray Dorset. And while he was working in a lab for the watchmaker's Timex, but he never had to go back there again.
Philosophy. Sing along with down. She's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Crying there, they got one. Don't really know why, because they got to the number one spot. That was the 12th of September in 1970. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles representing Tamla Motown and the Tears of a Clown. You might say, hang on, there's 6 weeks missing between that one and Mungo Jerry. There was indeed. It was taken up by this guy. 6 weeks from the 1st of August. Number one spot in the UK. Elvis Presley.
Where no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation, you give me strength to carry on. In everything is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm okay. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you.
Still going strong. Elvis Presley and the Wonder of You. And to say that was a 3-week run. Sorry, 6-week run by Elvis Presley, the Wonder of You. Now, my next one is, well, this became a number one in the UK on the 31st of October in 1970. And it was by, well, I'm going to tell you who this was by. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it first. It's called Woodstock, and it was a popular song. It was written by Joni Mitchell. Three versions of the song were released in the same year, in 1970. Mitchell's own version was first performed live in 1969, but appeared on her April 1970 album called Ladies of the Canyon as the B-side to her single Big Yellow Taxi. Remember that one? The publication was preceded by Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young's cover version, which appeared on their March 1970 album, Deja Vu, and became a staple of classic rock radio and the best-known version in the United States. But the third version by the British band, Matthew's Southern Comfort, became the best-known version in the United Kingdom and was the highest-charting version of the song, reaching, yes, you got it, top of the UK chart singles in 1970.
By the time I got to Woodstock, they were
That's it. Yes, indeedy. Matthews, Southern Comfort and Woodstock, a 3-week run in the UK at number one. And that was starting on the 31st of October. And that's about it for 1970. When I come back, we're going to start with 1971.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM. Celebremos juntos los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival. Clínicas, conciertos, simposio de musicoterapia. La noche de gala en el Teatro Nayansi y el gran cierre con Gilberto Santa Rosa del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal, te invita.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431-0419.
Valley Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely, and it's great to be with you this morning. If you've just joined us, it is the 28th of December, and it's Wednesday. Yes, another long weekend coming up as we celebrate the new year. And for those of you that are tuning in and say, what is he doing? Where's my news? Where's this? By the way, weather report? It's summer. Right, what we're doing is this. You see, normally between Christmas and New Year, I would take the time off. I'd have a little bit of a break. But since I had a nice long break this year in the summer, and we're probably going to do the same thing again in May, have a few weeks away, I thought, well, you know, I'm not just going to sit around and do nothing. I might as well sit here in the mornings and play music. And I thought, well, that's what I'm going to do. And what we decided to do was just, well, not give myself too much work. I'm not doing any preparation. I got my music here on my computers, and I thought, I don't know what we'll do. We'll go through the decades. We started yesterday with 1960 and the 1960s, and a big thanks to all of you that really enjoyed it. Oh, it's so good to hear these oldies. And today we're doing the 1970s, and these are the top, the number one singles in the UK during these years. And today we're doing yesterday's 60s, today we're doing the 70s, we'll carry on tomorrow with the 80s, and wind up on Friday with the 90s. And now we're going into 1971, and this one's a bit of a laugh. It comes from a gentleman called Clive Dunn. You may probably never heard of him, because he didn't make that many records. If any of you have seen Dad's Army, the BBC series on TV, he was in there, the older gentleman, but not Clive Dunn anyway, as I said, is his name. And he brought out a record called Granddad. Yep. And believe it or not, starting on the 9th of January in 1971, it was the top of the charts for 3 weeks.
I've been sitting here all day, thinking, same old dream 10 years away, thinking, days are gone, memories linger on, thoughts of when I was a boy. Henley Farm is on the street, riding motor cars for funny things, frightening, bowling loops and spinning tops, Henley Gretzels and lollipops, comic hats, all different. Tied up with string, flying, gently bones and talking things, sighing, a radio and phonograph, Charlie Chaplin made us laugh, silently falling about, familiar things I keep around.
Goes, yes, Mr. Clive Dunn and Grandad. And I see, well, following on from Grandad, and say that did a run for 3 weeks at the number one spot. So on the 30th of January, what was number one? Well, I'll tell you what, it was the largest selling single of 1991. Yep, already. It's George Harrison's. And George Harrison's, of course, and My Sweet Lord. Yes, indeed. George Harrison, the biggest-selling single of 1971 there. My Sweet Lord. Tyrannosaurus Rex, bit of a mouthful, isn't it? Well, an English rock band formed back in 1967 by the singer-songwriter and guitarist Mike Boland, who, by the way, was their leader frontman and only consistent member. They did change it, though. Yes, they thought that's a little bit too much, so they changed it to simply T-Rex. And on the 24th of July in 1971, they got to number one. They stayed there for 4 weeks. And it was they were in the charts twice that year, and I'm going to play the first one, and that was in the 20th of March 1971. That's when they became number one. Reason why I chose that one? Well, because it's the day before my birthday. Why not? They got to the number one spot, T-Rex and Hot Love. Indeed, T-Rex and Hot Love, and I say that was 20th of March, and they had a 6 week run at the top of the charts with that one. And the other one I was telling you about in July, 24th of July, let's stay there for 4 weeks, that was Get It On, Big Gong, that one. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go back to 19th of June. We're going to do 15th of May, because this one, that stayed at the top of the charts for 5 weeks. And why were they rewarded? Well, because it was Dawn, and they knocked three times.
And ceiling if you want me.
Not three times, 5 week run at the top of the UK charts, 15th of May. Well, Diana Ross was still waiting. She didn't have to wait too long because it was on the 21st of August that she got to the number one spot with I'm Still Waiting, and she stayed there for 4 weeks.
Stay.
There we go. Yes, all good things are worth waiting for, aren't they? Diana Ross, I'm Still Waiting. 4 week run at the number one spot in the UK. 21st of August in 1971 was when it started. Somebody who had a 5 week run starting on the 9th of October and had a reason to believe, that was Rod Stewart.
If I listen long enough to you, I'll find a way to believe that it's all true. You lied, straight-faced, while I cried. Still I look to find a reason to believe. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think about myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, I'd find a way just to leave the past behind. Knowing that you lied, straight-faced, while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe. Makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think about myself. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you.
There he is. That is Mr. Rod Stewart. And that's going to bring us to the end of our look for 1971. We're going to take a look at 1972 in a moment. First of all, good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Wednesday.
It is. It is. Well, every Wednesday is happy Wednesday. Every day is happy for you. Mm. Yeah, do you ever sort of say, miserable Monday? Miserable? No.
No.
No. No. Every day is a good day.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd love to live your life. So we're doing quite well. Our listeners seem to be quite enjoying our look at the years gone by.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know most of the songs.
Tomorrow you'll be all right. We're in the 80s tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
So how was yesterday?
Yes, sir, it was fine at home, working. Mm-hmm. I did some exercise, and that's all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're worn out now?
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. And how about today? What's happening today? Anything exciting?
No, today is still working because tomorrow, remember I told you I want to bring my mom to Panama Pacifico?
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah, so I would like to do that tomorrow, and we have a list of things that we have to do the whole day, so
I'm
going to be busy.
Oh, okay, well, I tell you what, one thing we mentioned, our friends over there at Valley Motors.
Mm-hmm,
yes. Yes, they're open yesterday, they're open today, they're open tomorrow, they're open on Friday. And on the 31st. 31st is Saturday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're working hard.
Yes.
And 20% discount.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be a jubilado.
No. That's very good.
That's it. 20% discount for the, they say here, Para Ti Feliz Festivas. Fiestas.
Fiestas.
Fiestas. Mm-hmm. So that's it. They're open. So do pop along if you want to get your car checked out. And have a bit of work. Now's the time to do it. Go and get that 20% discount.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Well, what we're going to do now, yes, we're going to move from 1971 to 1972.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, what these people wanted to do, because it was the first one, first number one, stayed there in the charts for 4 weeks. The run started on the 8th of January. And what did they want to do? They wanted to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
Oh.
Do you know who that is? It's, no?
No.
It's the New Seekers.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony.
And there you go. Yes, did a very good job of it as well. New Seekers there. I like to teach the world to sing. And that was a three-week run at the number one position for them, starting on, let me see, that was starting on, no, four-week run. And that was on the 8th of January. Right, moving on to the 11th of March. Now, talk about March birthdays. 11th of March was, God rest her soul, my mother's birthday. And that was when Nielsen got to the number one spot. And he stayed there for 5 weeks with this one.
That's just the way you always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I left.
And Without You. As I say, 11th of March, got to number one, stayed there for 5 weeks. What knocked them off the charts? Well, I'll tell you what it was. The best-selling record of 1972 over there in the United Kingdom. And believe it or not, it was by the pipes and drums of the military band of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards. It stayed at the number one position for 5 weeks, as it starting on the 15th of April, and it was Amazing Grace. That was it. Biggest selling record over there in the United Kingdom, 1972. The Pipes and Drums and Military Band of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards and Amazing Grace. Next one, big favourite of mine, Don McLean.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and grey. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met, the ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never will.
Beautiful song, of course, dedicated to Vincent van Gogh, Don McLean there. 17th of June in 1972 was when that became a number one hit in the United Kingdom and stayed on the top of the charts for 2 weeks. Now, let's move forward to the summertime, to the 8th of July. Staying at the top of the pops for 5 weeks, it was Donny Osmond. Puppy Love.
How a young heart really feels. this is not a puppy love.
Ago. That was in July of 1972, the 8th of July, 5 weeks at the top of the charts for Donny Osmond. And moving from there to Ireland, let's go and check out Waterford in Ireland. That was where Gilbert O'Sullivan was born. He settled down eventually in Swindon in England as a child in 1967. And then he began pursuing a career in music. Well, worldwide, he charted 16 top 40 records, including 6 number 1 songs. And this one was from 1970, 11th of November. This became the top of the pops for him, and it stayed there for 2 weeks. It's called Claire. The little kid laughing in there, haven't you? There we go. That's it. Gilbert O'Sullivan and Claire. We're going to move now into 1973. We're going to start with the first number one. That was on the 27th of January. That ran for 5 weeks as well. It was called Blockbuster. Came from the Suite.
Take going about. Don't know if they'll ever be able to blockbuster out. He's gotta be caught, he's gotta be taught, 'cause he's more evil than anyone here ever thought.
Does anyone know the way to hear someone say,
well, we just haven't got a... Ah!
Does anyone know the way? There's got to be a way
to blockbuster.
There we go, yes, that's the Sweet and Blockbuster. 5 weeks at the number one spot, starting on the 27th of January 1973. Donny Osmond and Gilbert O'Sullivan, they were back in the charts as well, beginning of 1973. 31st of March was Donny Osmond with the 12th of Never, and 7th of April for 2 weeks was Gilbert O'Sullivan and Get Down. Before we come to the highest selling record of 1973 with a 4 week run in the charts as well, it's time to do a little bit of birthday wishing for today. Yes, it's my sister-in-law Lucia, it's her birthday today, couldn't forget it. In natural fact, she was rather pleased when she found out we were going to be doing a program between Christmas and New Year, because we never get the chance to wish her a happy birthday on air, so we're doing that today. So very happy birthday to Lucy, have an absolutely wonderful day. I'm not sure, we might be popping along to see you tonight, happy birthday from myself, from Christina and the Flying Assassin, Lala. Happy birthday from him as well, and also from Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. And we've got to do one of these.
Happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Happy birthday to Lucy. And, right, let's get back to 1973. As I mentioned, the highest selling single of 1973 got to the number one spot on the 21st of April in 1973, and it was there for 4 weeks, and it came from Tony Orlando and Dawn. Tying that yellow ribbon round an old oak tree.
I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now I've got to know what is and isn't mine. If you receive my letter telling you I'd soon be free, then you'll know just what to do. About us, put the blame on me. If I don't see a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree,
Tying a ribbon around the old oak tree, yellow one at that. Largest selling single for 1973. I tell you what, Tennessee C were in the charts in 1973. They got to number one on the 23rd of June. He only stayed there for 1 week, but it was with Rubber Bullets.
Sergeant Baker started talking. Padre, you talk to your boy.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
El Teatro Nayansi se viste de gala para celebrar los 20 años del Panama Jazz Festival con Danilo Pérez, Brian Blade, John Patitucci, Erika Ender, Chucho Valdés, Global Jazz Womex, Román Díaz y muchos más. Del 16 al 21 de enero. Compra ya tus boletos en panamajazzfestival.com. Produce Panama Jazz Productions. Coproduce Fundación Ciudad del Saber. A beneficio de la Fundación Danilo Pérez. Patrocinan Ministerio de Cultura, Alcaldía de Panamá, Banco Nacional, ATP, Marriott Panamá, Más Móvil, Copa Airlines, Ron Abuelo, Alamo Renta Car, Cerveza Cristal. Te invita.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama, Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Danville, Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Thank you.
McAfee, and that's Mud. That became a number one hit on the 26th of January of 1974 for the four-week run. And by the way, it was also the largest selling single of 1974. I know somebody was having a good time. That was Terry Jacks. 6th of April, he got to the number one slot, 4 weeks. Why was he having a good time? Well, it was Seasons of the Sun.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Think of me and I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. Seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring's in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. Helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, you would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, both be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the stars we could reach were just starfish on the beach. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. That's the one that knocked our friend Terry Jacks off the top spot. That's Waterloo by ABBA. Terry Jacks, by the way, was the top of the charts for 4 weeks. Waterloo knocked him off, but they only stayed there for 2 weeks. I tell you what, 29th of June, staying there for 4 weeks was Charles Aznavour.
He may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret. Maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She seems so happy in a crowd whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I'll care for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Go, yes, Charles Aznavour, 29th of June, 4 weeks at the top spot on the UK charts with She. I tell you what, we're going to get another quick couple ones in from 1970. But there's no way we're going to sort of make it through 79. We're going to have to skip through a lot. But anyway, let's have this one. This is still 1974, and it's called Rock Your Baby. Comes from George McRae, 27th of July, number one, 3 weeks. Cray and Rock Your Baby. And I tell you what, we're going to move into 1970. We're sort of getting all a little bit behind, aren't we? We're going to move into 1975 quickly. Take a look at a few tracks there. I tell you what, coming out of Scotland, the Bay City Rollers, and known, well, at that time, as a worldwide teen idol group. Popularity, mainly in the 1970s. They've been called the Tartan Teen Sensations from Edinburgh, and one of many acts heralded as the biggest group since the Beatles. I don't think so, really, but I tell you what, however, they did have the highest selling song in the UK in 1975. They also had a 6-week run at the top of the charts, starting on the 22nd of March, with this one.
If you hate me after what I say, just gotta tell her anyway.
Did very nicely for them. Say, highest selling single for 1975 over in the UK. I tell you what, if we move forward to the 17th of May 1975, for 2 weeks, top of the charts was Tammy Wynette, who was Standing by a Man.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't understand. But if you love him, forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. And if you love him, oh, be proud of him, 'cause after all, he's just a man.
cold and lonely.
Tell you what, couldn't visit 1975 without that one. Most innovative song, certainly for that time anyway. Really marvellous. 10cc, I'm Not in Love. 28th of June 1975, that got to the charts. Stayed there for 2 weeks. But of course, there's another song which we cannot miss for 1975. I mentioned earlier on the Bay City Rollers, and they had the highest selling single with Bye Bye Baby for 1975, which is really quite amazing when you consider that this one was the top of the charts starting 29th of November of 1975, and it was there for 9 weeks. It was there until the 31st of January of 1976, and it is, of course,
is this the real life?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
teeth. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a cool boy. I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low.
Anyway, the wind blows
doesn't really matter to me.
Gotta get
That's it, yes, Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody, 9 weeks at the number one spot, and that ended on the 31st of January 1976. Mamma Mia knocked it off the top slot. Then we had Silk and Forever and Ever. That was 14th of February, top of the charts, just for 1 week. Four Seasons with December 1963. Oh, what a night. 2 weeks at the top of the chart. 3 weeks, though, for Tina Charles. And I Love to Love. But My Baby Loves to Dance. There we go indeed, yes, Tina Charles loves to love. That was, tell you what, that was a big hit for her. And that was, what, that was 3 weeks, starting on the 6th of March, number one slot. The one that knocked her off the charts and was the highest selling single over in the UK for the year 1966 came from Brotherhood of Man and Save Your Kisses.
Though it hurts to go away, it's impossible to stay, but there's one thing I must say before I go. I love you.
I love you.
You know, I'll be thinking of you in most everything I do. Now the time is moving on, and I really should be gone, but you keep me hanging on for one more smile. You'll say
mistake, and that's why I go away. But I count the seconds till I'm home with you. I love you.
I love you.
It's true. You're so cute, honey G. Won't you save them up for me? Your kisses for me. Save all your kisses for me. Bye-bye.
In fact, that is the real thing. You to me are everything. 26th of June in 1976, that got to the top of the charts and it stayed there for 3 weeks. This next one, this was the lead single off of an album called Arrival. It got to the top of the charts, number one slot on the 4th of September in 1976. It stayed there for 6 weeks. It's called Dancing Queen from ABBA. yes, I remember bopping away to that one back in 1976. ABBA and Dancing Queen. Moving on into 1977, the first number one for that year was from David Soul and Don't Give Up On Us. Don't Cry For Me Argentina by Julie Covington was the next one. Leo Sayer, When I Needed You, that was a 3-week run starting on the 19th of February of 1977. But this one, which got to the number one spot on the 12th of March in 1977, it was there for 3 weeks. It came from Manhattan Transfer. Said we didn't speak French over there. Manhattan Transfer, Chanson d'amour. I tell you what, he got to the number one spot on the 18th of June in 1977. He just stayed there for 1 week. It was Kenny Rogers, Lucille.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking, his big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you
You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting. Whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room to a rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her. Told her, kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times. This time you're hurting, won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucy. Four hungry children and a crop in the field.
There we go. That's Kenny Rogers and Lucille. Right, and I'll tell you what. The last number one of 1977 became my number one on the 3rd of December, and it stayed there for 9 weeks. Not only the highest selling single of 1977, but the highest selling single of the decade of the 1970s. It was Wings, McIntyre.
Thank you.
Limited. Yes, the highest selling single for the 1970s. And that is Wings and Mull of Kintyre. And they were at the top of the charts right through to the 4th of February of 1978. What could possibly have knocked them off the top? Stopped them getting that 10 weeks. Well, they only were there for 1 week. 4th of February 1978. It was Athea and Donna. Uptown Top Ranking. Athea and Donna, Uptown Top Ranking. And I tell you what, let me just send a little note out here, because I tell you, I'm a bit sort of behind the times this morning, aren't I? But let's say a very good morning to Ingrid over there. A good friend of ours, Ramona, is in hospital. Apparently she suffered a heart attack on Monday and asked if we could send our best wishes. A little update, just called to Ramona. She's doing well, has two stints in the arteries, and eating all that they gave us. So there's some good news. And also, I think it's about time we sort of checked in with Ingrid, don't you? Because I'm late. Let's see if we can get hold of her. There we go.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's getting to be that time of the year. Got to close the books. Got to close the hot oil. Got to do lots of things, because the end of the year, you got things you got to shut down. One of the things that my family does, and I just got a phone call from my sister yesterday, is that my niece is going to, for the first time, first foot on the Hogmanay. And for those of you who don't know, it's a Scottish tradition that maybe it's other traditions called different things, but where one of the people in the family who has light hair and eyes, usually blonde and blue eyes, and for many years that was always me, would stand outside the door just before midnight with a bottle of something to drink, something to eat, and some money in their pocket. And at the strike of midnight, of course, freezing cold as it was in Ohio, my parents would make me stand out there a little early, just, I think, for torture sake, and at the stroke of midnight, you would cross the threshold, and you'd bless the house. You'd say, bless this house for so it may never go hungry by having food in your hand. You say, bless this house so it may never go thirsty with a little drink in your hand. And bless this house that it never suffer poverty, and you have a little money in your pocket. And you bless that house, and that house becomes, oh, you're going to be doing it right now. Poor guy. Bless this house for all the people who come into the house and all the people who live here. And hopefully, I wish you all the very same thing. When New Year's come, I hope you all have a chance to walk outside your door, wait for the midnight to strike, and cross your threshold and be the first person who enters your house to bless your house so that you have a glorious and prosperous and joyous New Year. Now, if these cats don't shut up, clearly they're hungry and I haven't fed them. So they're, one of them's coughing, one of them's hungry, and they're all yelling at me. So today is Humpity Hump Day, and hopefully we'll have a few more things for you before the year ends. Goalie, I heard you. I'm coming. Can you just give me a few more seconds? Oh, those cats are so demanding. Until then, back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Ingrid. And best wishes, of course, go out to Ramona. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 23 minutes right now. That's before the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3. What we've been doing is looking at number one songs through the years of 1970s, the decade. This morning, tomorrow, we're going to be looking at them from the 1980s. But the highest selling single of the year 1978, it came from Boney M. Yeah, you got it. It's called The Rivers of Babylon.
By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. There we went when we remembered Zion. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. There we went when we remembered Zion. Let the wicked carry us away in captivity. Require from us the song. Now how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Let the wicked carry us away.
There we go, that's it. Oh, that's the highest selling single for 1978. And I tell you what, we're going to get a few tracks in from 1979. I tell you what, we're going to start with the one that was the number one hit on the 1st of January of 1979. It stayed at the top of the charts for 3 weeks. It was the Village People. And we've been playing it incessantly ever since. YMCA. Together now.
YMCA, it's fun to stay at the YMCA. Stay up
I tell you what a way to start off the year's charts, isn't it? That's the first number one for 1979,
YMCA.
From the Village People. I tell you what, the largest, or the biggest, the greatest single seller of 1979. That came in April. It got to the number one spot on the 14th of April in 1979. It stayed there for 6 weeks. And it was Art Garfunkel and Bright Eyes.
Stream.
It was great to see Art Garfunkel back in the charts with that one, Bright Eyes. 14th of April, largest singing, the greatest single seller of 1979. Got the top of the chart position on the 14th of April, stayed there for 6 weeks. As we came to the end of 1970s, were we getting a new type of music sort of creeping in, getting us ready for the 1980s? This was 30th of June, number one, stayed there for 4 weeks. Tubeway Army. Our friends Electric. Go, yes, that's it. Tubeway Army and Our Friends Electric. And I tell you what, that wasn't the only electronic one coming through. We had Gary Newman got to number one on the 22nd of September of 1979 with Cars.
Sing.
we go. That's it. Gary Numan and Cars. And some other great tracks later that year. We had the Bugles. A Video Killed the Radio Star. Some of us are still around. And then we had Lena Martel was also in there, One Day at a Time. And Walking on the Moon from the Police. We've got plenty to go. We just ran out of time, really. Finishing off 1979 was Another Brick in the Wall. That got to the number one spot on the charts. 15th of December. That stayed there for 5 weeks. So, in actual fact, that will bring us into tomorrow's programme. When we look at the 1980s, the decade of the 1980s. Big thanks go out this morning, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, my producer. Social media, everything else. If you wonder where it all comes from, that's it. Comes from there. And also give me a hand this morning on WhatsApp as well. Also, thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, and Ramona. We're thinking of you. You get well soon, all right? My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. He gets a lot of our background information for us on the programme. And as always to you, well, hey, mustn't forget the boys and girls of Griffith Grotto. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't start up in the mornings. Especially to Isaac, if you're there, Isaac, big thanks as always. And to you, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Do stay tuned. There's always great programming going right through the day here on 89.3 Cool FM. Gigi with Two Chat, SOS, will be coming up fairly soon, so do hang around for that. And, well, that's it then. All it remains for me to say is that please, 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 whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock tomorrow morning when I'll be back with you, please do it carefully, all right? Remember, what do I want to be doing tomorrow? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.